and say your first name, please.
Sherry.
Sure you can. When you say Sherry, I hear sure you can. Sure you can. Sherry, say your name again, please.
Sherry.
Gosh, there's this new entitlement, this new offering. And I'm trying to figure out the details of it. I just feel the energy of it. It's really quite beautiful. I feel like it's going to bring you great happiness, great joy. It's sort of like nothing's changed, nothing changes, but everything changes because you start exploring another aspect of yourself. And with that, you take off. You take off in a new direction that you have said yes to. So the reason it's coming forth is because you have followed through. You have said yes. You have agreed to it. And so, let's see if I can figure out what this is. And say your name again, please.
Sherry.
I feel like it's some kind of spiritual gifting where, they're so excited. I don't know if you're going to start hearing spirit or sense it or whatever it is, but it's really going to open up the doors for you in terms of your own status. In other words, it's sort of like in this level, we're all seeking something outside. We want relationships, good jobs, whatever it is we think we want. But what we're really seeking, of course, is our own true self. That's what I feel like you're accelerating into. I feel like you're coming into your own maturity, your own status, your own sense of entitlement, where you're opening up to like greater spiritual riches, and it's going to bring you like peace within, harmony within, where all this stuff you are seeking from without, it just doesn't hold as much of a nuisance or concern, because it's like the peace is within, the peace is within. So you're just beginning to open up your sensitivity to this new endowment. So just the way you said, you know, the energies were beautiful tonight. That's how I feel about what's coming through you. The energies are beautiful. So the more that you realize, almost like there's a new girl in town kind of thing, like there are new energies that you're sensitive to, you will, oh my gosh, you're just going to really be quite pleased, quite hopeful. Because it's like that higher energy or that higher peace. Now, again, it's coming forth due to your own dedication. So it's not like, oh, let's just send it to Sherry. You have been doing the work. You've been doing the prayers. You've been doing the whatever it is that you do. You create it. You create it. So the compliment goes to you. So be open to that increasing sensitivity, I would say. The way it feels like to me is sometimes I just start receiving spirit in my own personal time where, oh gosh, you know, the world could just disappear. It really would not be a problem, because it's like there's this, your own inner world starts forming. So it's going to give you peace is what it feels like. And I also feel like it gives you a, say your name again, please.
Sherry.
It gives you like a new attitude, a new approach. Things stop feeling as heavy. It's really beautiful. And again, due to your efforts. So whatever prayers you've been doing, whatever offerings, it's taking root. You're quite gifted. There's no accident you show up at programs like this. You're quite gifted. And that's what you're opening to is your own gifts. So that's the message we wish to bring to you. And do you have a question?
Yes. Mm-hmm. I'm having some old patterns come up. with my brothers. It's old family dynamics. And I guess I just want to know if there's any old triggers, I guess I would call it. So I just want to know if there's anything I should know to work through it, or to work through it gracefully, I guess. Mm-hmm.
And say your first name, please.
Sherry.
Know who you are. Oof. Know who you are. In other words, it's not so much who they are or aren't, or what they're saying or not. What it's doing is bringing up, oh gosh, they're showing me like if you replant a plant, you don't want to just take the leaves, you know, the top part of the plant and move it over. You want to like bring up all the roots and repot it. So if you can remember that you're calling this forth, like, I want to say one last time, it may not be the last time, but you're calling it forth because you're ready to proceed. So the more that you realize that this time around is going to be substantially different because you're choosing to see it with your own light. In other words, in the past, it triggered whatever it is for you, shame or insecurity, fear, whatever it might be. But this time around, it's you're finding your own placement. So you're going to have a review. And the review is you will notice, just like a good meditator, you will notice the old energies, the old patterns, the old sing-song. And they're using that word, that phrase, sing-song, intentionally to kind of like nullify it, to kind of diffuse the energy of it. It's like, yeah, that's the old sing-song, that's the old, you know, here we go again. However, there's a new girl in town. There's a new approach in town. And so as you offer yourself your own place of honor, as you relieve yourself of the past, whatever they are, the fears, whatever it is. My feeling is it's going to surface. It's going to get triggered. If it hasn't already, it'll surface. But the more that you can dance with it, the more you're going to realize that you have new leverage. So instead of getting lost in it, even though you may for an hour or whatever, or even a day, but instead of getting lost and just getting swept away, you're going to go through a period of observation, perusal, and then discernment. In other words, really seeing it for what it is. It's like, you know, this is it. This is what always represented, you know, however your phrasing is, the ego in this lifetime, the Achilles heel, the thing that kept me in lower consciousness. And so as you offer that to the light, in recognition of, you know, this was how my ego played out, and bring forth your substantial gifts. Now, when I say substantial gifts, I mean substantial gifts. You're holding more energy, you're holding more light. And so with that, it's going to give you that leverage so that you can move your plant over, you can lay it to rest. So instead of it getting stomped on by the dynamics or whatever, you're going to find that you're going to be picking up that entire rooting system. And that's just it. You're like lifting those roots out, up and out, and placing it in new holy ground. So I literally see that. I see, like, you know, a tree grows in Brooklyn kind of thing. Like, I see this new plant being set in place in this new garden. And so, of course, it's almost like the Garden of Eden. It's like the new garden where it's you define your own truth. But again, the more you approach it from the awareness that is that you have called this forth. Remember, you're dreaming this, so everything comes from you. You've called this forth for your victory at last. You call this forth for your victory at last. So this may be it. It may be like little bubbles after, but this is a monumental step. This is a huge step where it's like you're seeing the forest from the trees. You're seeing it. So it's sort of like you're going to be in it, but you're going to see it while you're in it. And so it's going to have long-lasting change. It's going to have long-lasting. It's sort of like they're showing me, I think it's like Sorry, the old kids game or whatever, where it's like you're moving your peg. Instead of just always being in that one spot, you're moving. It's like you're moving to a new placement. You're moving to a new vantage point. So, and say your name again, please.
Sharon.
The more you remember that you're the creator and you're creating this intrusion, you're creating this delight for your relief, for your engagement, for your acquittal. In other words, it's helping you to shine. It's helping you to polish your mirror.
Wow.
Wow.
So it's helping me to heal all this.
Yes, because you're entitled. Because you're entitled.
When you say entitled, what that means to me is like, I think I'm better than everybody, but you don't mean it that way.
What they mean is that you're, oh my gosh, when I saw you, you have this headdress on. You're just so beautiful. You're here to bring forth advanced consciousness. So you're entitled because we're all entitled. So it's not like you, the singular you. It's you, the one Christ. So in other words, as you receive higher influences, you receive higher engagement, higher truth, you establish that for the collective.
Because we're all one.
Because we're all one.
Wow, that's beautiful. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. It is beautiful. And enjoy your journey.
Thank you.
Uh-huh. Hi, Janice. How can we help you, sweetheart? I think I just muted you. I'm sorry. Hold on. Oh, my goodness. Can you see if you can unmute yourself? I think I may have done that to you by accident. There you go. Thank you, sweetheart. How may we help you? I'm so glad you found your way here.
Yeah, me too. I never did this before, so I'm new with this. So I'm like, my cat is trying to jump up on me now. So I'm new with this, and but I guess I'd like my energy read.
Sure, absolutely.
Also, in particular, know if you feel energy in the way of me. My energy in driving a very long distance.
Okay, so the question is, you're thinking of driving a very long distance, or you're considering it? Is that what you mean?
Yes, mm-hmm. A major thing.
Okay.
Cross country, I guess you would like it. Mm-hmm. I just wanted to know if you felt that.
Okay.
If you, otherwise, just a if you get any messages at all.
Okay. One moment, sweetheart. You're glowing. You're just glowing. So when I tune into you, etherically, you've got all these jewels, like this necklace, it's like a necklace, but they're there energetically. They're from another time period, and they're there energetically to support you. So if you ever feel just like in the energy realm, if you ever feel like there's a breastplate or there's a necklace, it's because there is. And this energy is supporting your energy field. It's keeping you healthy. It's keeping you in high frequency. You're very important to many In other lifetimes, you've held a position of great trust. In other words, spirit trusted you with, it's sort of like esoteric teachings and abilities, because you could be trusted. So all this is still here, even though you've been living a typical linear life, your spiritual ranking doesn't change. And so these energies are here. You've got protection, is what I want to say to you. You've got protection. So these energies are protecting your energy field. What would happen to someone else would not happen to you. Unless it's something like your ego wants, not ego, but your higher self wants you to experience. But you have significant protection. So that's the first thing I want to say to you. So one moment, let's see what else we can tell you. And say your name, please.
Janice.
And say it one more time, please.
Janice.
Thank you. So in this other incarnation, you're at this sundial. Wow, Janice. Wow. You're retrieving these energies for the earth. Now, when I tune into you, you're at some kind of sundial, but it's like right at the right spot where, or some kind of astrological dial or something, where these energies are coming in just the right location. So, very connected. Connect is not the right word. Very responsive to higher influence. You held positions of great. When I say power, I mean spiritual power. When I tune into you, I am getting so hot. Like, you don't understand. I'm just getting so hot. This has to do with your abilities, your awarenesses. So you have served many in this lifetime. Others have come to you in times of need. And you could just be having a cup of tea with them, but on higher levels, there's a lot of healing and offering that you have brought forth. So again, in this other lifetime, you were very open to other dimensional realities, and you interfaced, meaning that you could be here in 3D, but you were also very open to the heavens. So I feel like that stays with you, that travels with you. Beautiful soul, just beautiful soul. I mean that like so sincerely. Beautiful soul. Something with Hermes. I don't even know what Hermes does. You somehow had some kind of connection with Hermes. All right, let me see what else I can tell you, and then we'll tune into the whole driving expedition thing. And say your name again, please.
Janice.
You've got violet energy. I know Saint Germain works with violet flame, but this violet energy, I just have this amazing violet energy all around you. Janice, say your name one more time, please.
Janice.
Thank you. It's just breathtaking. Very powerful, very powerful. I don't know, you know, I don't know what it's all about. But again, you very spiritually developed. But it's present. That's what I want to say to you, that even though you're here, these energies are with you and they're present and they're serving you. They're serving you. They keep you intact. they serve you. They serve you. You also have a prism that I'm going to guess is a portal. Now, when I see it, it's a triangle, but it looks like a clear crystal, sort of, but then it has depth to it. So it's like here, but then it keeps evolving. It keeps evolving. Excuse me. So through that, you receive guidance. So you'll just receive. When I said you receive guidance, I've got all these lights going off. And these are your guides confirming it. So you are receiving guidance from the higher realms. And this portal's here to stay. It's with you. All right. Now, as far as driving in a trip, where is it that you're thinking of going?
Arizona. With a cat.
With a cat. It sounds nice, Janice. Sounds nice to me. All right, so let's see. And say your first name, please.
Janice.
Thank you. You're being guided. So make sure that you do your spiritual practice, whatever it is, whether it's meditation or just taking that time, stay connected to that higher response system, and it will guide you. It will guide you. Just in terms of, I don't know where to stay or when to leave or different things. You're very, very connected. So it's just like a gentle reminder to do things from the intuitive rather than the linear, you know, so following that intuition. Yeah, you just feel good to me all around. You really do.
Well, thank you for that.
Mm-hmm.
Is the higher realm, is that people that I loved here, or is that nothing to do with that? When you say higher realm,
mm-hmm.
are you referring to the souls that I have met here while I'm in life?
I'm referring to the spiritual guides, the ones that are guiding you in this lifetime, the ones that you have worked with, and this is about your soul journey, your soul development. You know, versus your aunt that crossed over or whoever that you're thinking is on the other side. So these are going to be spiritual guides.
So more than likely, it would be like an aunt, like you just said, somebody that would be guiding, that was important to me.
And say your name again, please.
Janice.
You're being guided by highly developed spiritual beings. So it could be Saint Germain. It could be a saint, an angel, but high. So this is spiritual guidance. Yeah, not the aunt, though I'm sure the aunt loves you just fine as well.
Okay, well, that's what I wanted to clear up, though.
Okay, I'm glad you asked the question. All right, so much love to you, Janice. It's really good. You're doing a great job. You really are. You're very connected, and you've been following your guidance, whether you realize you're being guided or not. You are being guided, and you do listen. And you're following, so they're very pleased. They're very pleased. Mm-hmm. All right, and much love to your cat.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thanks for joining. Hi, Joy.
Hi. Could I have a message?
Sure. Joy, say your name again, please.
Joy.
Open up to love. Open up to love. So love is not just romantic love. Love comes in many, many forms. Love comes from a cat. Love comes from starlight. Love comes from the moon. How do I put this in words? They're helping you to activate. I'm literally, when I tune into your energy, I've got this like amethyst cluster or something or other. I'm seeing it in new ways that I have never seen before. And I've had this piece, it's been years already. But this is through your energy. So what they want me to explain to you is I am receiving the receivership of love through your energy, And they're saying that you must believe, So you want to remember that this world, this is make-believe. This is really make-believe. And God is all around us, whatever your word for God is. It is all around. We're swimming in it. We keep looking for like linear things to build us up, when the truth is everything we need, we're already sourcing. It's being delivered from us. So the more that you believe and be ready to be delighted, you're going to wake up to source. You're going to wake up they're saying to your spiritual ministry. How about that? You're going to wake up to your truth. So when I use this is your energy, not mine. It's like I'm looking around the room. Remind me of Carmen. You don't come on Tuesdays at 12, or maybe sometimes you do. But anyway, when I use Carmen's energy, I get the same thing. It's like God's everywhere communicating with me. That's how I feel when I tune into your energy, where they're helping you to connect to source. They're helping you it's sort of like, the peace that you experience where you have preferences, you would like this, you would like that, but you already have the peace. You already have the happiness. You already have that, you're already sitting in the lap of luxury because you've restored yourself to true value. So again, I'm trying to explain this. This is using your energy. I suddenly just see spirit everywhere. So let me give you some more handouts and explain this. And say your name again, please.
Joy.
It's about developing your relationship or your partnership with whatever word you would use for God. So it could be the presence of love. It could be divinity, whatever word you want to use. There's a real presence that, when I say that, I got energy coming through my entire body. This is not my energy, it's yours. There's a real presence that you're opening up to, that's going to teach you, that's going to provide for you. It's almost like, it's not almost, it is. When Jesus says, like the peace, forget like the exact phrase, but like the peace that passes all understanding, he gets to hold it, or masters get to hold it because they master that. It's like they keep going back to it and they go back to it until that's where they live from. So you've had many lifetimes of endurance when you've been committed to the higher path, to the esoteric teachings. And so with these energies that are coming forth now, you're being offered a present. You're being presented with your true accommodations. So again, it's like opening up. I got energy just shooting through my entire crown. Ooh. It's still there. You're opening up to your own relationship with these energies, and the energies, it's energy of source. It's whatever your word is for God. And say your name again, please.
Joy.
It's sort of like when you have a baby and the energy emanating from that baby that has not aligned with their ego yet is just, it's just breathtaking. It's almost like you don't really need anything else because that energy is just all you need. Because really that energy is you, what is what it is. So they want me to explain this. So when we open up to God's love, what we're really doing is accepting ourselves. Because we really are God's love. That actually is who we are. Now, you are very practiced, meaning that you have discovered, they're saying that you've discovered the secret to life. You've discovered this in several lifetimes. So this is really about returning. This is really about, and they're actually saying like A plus, like you were a good student. You were a good student. So it's returning to that natural indicator. From personal experience, it requires, oh, I hate to say that because it sounds so hard when I say it that way. It's notice what you place your attention on. Let me say it that way. Notice what you place your attention on. When you keep returning to God's presence, when you keep returning to love's presence, when you keep returning to the divine, you will see it. You will experience it. It may just be a flash here or there, or not. Maybe an hour. I don't know. But it's like it's going to be self-endorsed. In other words, you're going to keep building and claiming it. So there are some new energies that specifically are opening, that you're opening to. And so as you, oh gosh, I want to even say as you insist upon it. And when I tune into it, Joy, it's like the energy coming through my crown chakra is just, whoo, I just don't know how else to explain it. So these are energies that are coming forth to support your remembrance, your direction, and I just got confirmation on this side as well. So let me just see if there's anything else I can add to that, and say your name again, please.
Joy.
What you see is what you get. So notice what you focus on. It's almost like the optimist and the pessimist, like same situation, two totally radically different experiences. And so remember that it's like what you choose to select, what you choose to admire. But specifically, they're helping you to lighten up. They're helping you to receive that I'm going to call it God presence. So whatever your words are, just know that you're, oh gosh, when I look at you, I've got like this golden energy. It looks golden energy to me, that is being offered to you. So that is your message. And do you have a question?
No, I think that's great. I understand that all. So thank you.
You're welcome. Hey, Miss Jenny.
Hi, Nicole.
Hi. How may we help you?
A message. A message, please.
Okay. Okay. And say your first name.
Jennifer.
And say it one more time. And say it one more time, please.
Jennifer.
Thank you. So funny, because it just reminds me of the experience I had with you the other day. What you're learning how to do is to receive your own advice. And what I mean by that is it's not so much like channeled information from outside as much as what you're retrieving from your own resources, from your own library, from your own awareness. So if you remember that we in essence are love incarnate, we are God in form, then we really have access to everything. And so if you can remember, like when we call on guides, guides will arrive, no doubt about it. But on the true metaphysical level, there really isn't any separation. So there really aren't any guides. So it's in the true sense, it's aspects of your own self. So what you're learning to do is to remember your own claim and permit that. Permit that. You're learning to be at ease with your strength, your light, your reflection, because it's felt by others. It's felt by others. So what you're learning to do is to give yourself permission to explore your true wealth, your true, I want to say abilities, but the abilities are really just extensions of those parts of self that you commit to. So as you commit to it, it's like through that union, you end up with spiritual gifts. So it's not so much claiming the gifts as much as it is claiming your true self or you. Mm-hmm. But as you keep doing that, you're going to see that your abilities keep increasing. So it is a process of arrival where you keep getting more and more comfortable in your wholeness, in your completeness, in your new direction. Like, it's okay to know. You're going to notice that there's part of you that's going to know but hasn't fully given yourself permission to know, so you kind of hold back. And so what you're learning to do is to kind of step up and what it reminds me of is like a woman who, you know, once, I'm not saying you do this, but it's this kind of energy where if there's a woman that's acting all coy because she wants the man to feel important or whatever it is, it's like she's lessening her light, she's lessening her wisdom, and she's responding to outer influence, in other words. So what you're learning to do is to release all of that entanglement and to permit your full charge, to permit your full face value. So my feeling is it's going to come in stages. And rightfully so. So again, as you increase your love of self, they're saying extra helpings. So again, increase your love of self, meaning that allow yourself to know. allow yourself to oh gosh, let me see if I can figure this out. Hold on. Well, I'll say it this way. Not knowing did something. Not knowing did something. So you're healing that. So in my little story, when that woman didn't know, it was to get the guy or to puff the guy up. But it's like served. It served a need, healthy or not. It served a need. So that not knowing game, not game, but that not knowing tendency is served. And so what you're learning to do is no longer need that service. No longer need that service. So it's that's being healed. So as you come back to appreciation of self, love of self, self-endorsement, you're going to release the need for that unconscious service, because you're going to be complete within yourself. You don't need anything from another. You got it all already yourself. So it's going to be happening in stages and little blips. You're also going to be calling forth different dynamics. You remind me of Sherry a little bit. Different dynamics, not to cause you problems or difficulty, but to help you redefine yourself, to help you like upgrade, where you notice like you take a certain position or a certain stand and it's like, what are you doing there? You don't need to be there anymore. Come on over here. So it's there to help you find your placement. You'll see it. You'll be like, you know, I'm not playing that part anymore, or I'm not following that script. And it doesn't have to be antagonistic or anything. It'll just be an awareness. It's like, why am I doing that? I don't, you know, that's, you'll just see it. And just the observation of it will heal it. Just like seeing it for what it is. So again, not big problems or anything, nothing like that, but more so education. So it may even be like a store clerk or whatever, where you noticed yourself step out of your power or give up your position, and you'll notice it. You'll notice the dynamics. I feel like you're just going to attract these little scenarios so that you can start putting the puzzle pieces together. And I see with like this big eraser where it's like, okay, you know what, like imagine sketching something. And then you see things are out of proportion, or you have lines you don't need. So you're taking that eraser and it's like, okay, we can get rid of this, we can get rid of that. That's what you're going to be doing. And it's really about returning to your power, returning to your strength. But you'll see it. It's like this unconscious, I don't know if it's codependency or whatever it is, but you'll see it. And you'll heal it. You're going to be correcting it. And again, every stage, the spiritual gifts return, because you're like I just see you packing, like putting yourself back. It's like, okay, this is back, and your gifts keep expanding as a result. Fantastic, really. I mean, truly fantastic. Really fantastic is what I want to say.
That makes sense, and sounds good. The only thing that's tripping me up a little bit is because I had a question, and I feel like it might be related, but I'm not pulling it together. Mm-hmm. I had an experience today with my son, where he's throwing dirt all over the house, and my daughter, and when I came out, I lost it. You know, I let them play in the rain, and then seeing the little ones covered in dirt. And I mean, I could hear the whole time, you know,
you could choose this, don't do that, but you know what I mean? I can hear this like corrective voice within me, yet I could still, I'm reacting and I get so angry. And I could hear, I mean, one of the gifts was like compassion for my dad and like seeing exactly how I'm reacting, the way that he was reacting and how he was experiencing that. So, I mean, I'm like, okay, I get that. I guess my question is, why is it so, I feel like there's another piece I'm missing. There's a bit in the healing component with my story is basically why it's so triggered. Because at the end of the day, it really wasn't that big a deal. It's four. I mean, I don't expect anything different. Yet, I find it so challenging to not react sometimes. I mean, sometimes I breeze right through it. But in that state, I'm like, why can I not hold my peace in this moment and respect that he's four and he's behaving the way a four-year-old would behave?
It's showing you how you react to yourself. So the reactions that you're having to him are, and you penalize him, like go sit in that corner, like energetically, is what you do to yourself. So that lashing is still internal lashing. So it's giving you opportunity to release that, and we're back to self-love. We're back to self-love. As you complete that return with loving yourself to wholeness, you will no longer have those reactions. You will no longer have those reactions. It's just showing you that it's like a penalizing, like you just get in that corner, like that that feeling. So what you want to do is to quote Matt Kahn, but he's correct. He's correct. You know, it's you just really bring love to that energy, because that energy is the ego that you succumbed to, that you swallowed, that said love is conditional. So what you're doing is healing that. What you're doing is releasing that belief from your own inner dictionary.
And does that have anything to do with that message of like making myself small, and you know, the original message that you just gave me?
Oh my gosh, yes. It's all one and the same. It's all one and the same.
Okay. Thank you.
Oh my gosh. They're just like, thank you. They have big plans for you, my love.
They started to get new numerical messages today that were pretty interesting. So
they have big plans for you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Because as you bring forth this healing and all the awarenesses that are going to come forth, your value just keeps increasing. So if you can remember, there's a reason that you just didn't slide in totally awakened. Like you went through like the school of hard knocks to then bring forth the healing within, because it's going to equip you to bring forth healing to others. Yeah, well, welcome to my world, my love. Welcome.
Yeah.
Welcome. I will make you some room. It's good, sweetheart.
Thank you so much.
All right. All right, guys. Indeed, we surround each with our loveliness, our wholeness, and our great value. Until next time, miracles, yes, please receive. So when they were saying that, they were, it's just to let you know specifically, they knew exactly who was in attendance. So when I say that, it's like that golden energy I was seeing with Joy. It was just being offered. It's like here, it's like you're ready. Receive. And again, that ego keeps us out of that receiving posture, because we think it's conditional. We have to perform. We have to do the right thing. We have to not throw the dirt in order to receive. Versus it's ours. It's ours, as we will allow it to be so. So when I tune into joy, by the way, that gold energy is just, it's just there to be discovered. When I tune into Jen, it's like you're climbing a mountain. I just see you climbing a mountain and steady as she goes, like very, like Mount Everest. Like you're very, very capable is what I want to say. So it's not so much what arises, it's that it's about who you are and the power that you have to heal everything that arises. And as you will allow yourself that discovery, the story's written. It's just written. So again, the more you appreciate your abilities, your power, your awareness, then everything that surfaces, it's like I just see you with notes, like you just know what to do. It's like, oh, okay, here's something else coming up for healing. Again, part of what you're still a little challenged with is there's still a part of you that's judging the fact that it's surfacing for healing, like it shouldn't be, or I wish it weren't, versus celebrating your growing awareness. So the more that you don't place judgment on it and you just kind of observe it and make room for it and sort of like in a meditative stance, just sort of holding vigil, holding place with it, what you're going to find is you're going to be able to start transmuting it. So again, no error, no judgment, more so transmutation. So I will leave you with that. So much love. Love, love.